This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans whose pandemic unemployment assistance ended in December can file new claims starting Saturday. State Labor Department Chief Joe Barella.
They will be able to begin certifying their weeks for the payment, filing new claims and reopening if they were moving into new programs. And so that's really exciting.
Barella isn't sure how many will qualify for the new benefits. COVID vaccine shipments delayed by winter storms will arrive in Colorado by Monday. Kate McIntyre is with the State Vaccine Task Force.
We are doing our best to support providers who have questions or issues with keeping their appointments across the state, and we're actively working with the federal government, local healthcare providers, and vaccine providers to respond to any
issues.
Officials
are confident anyone promised a shot will get one. Denver-based Bonfils Stanton Foundation is giving $1.3 million in grants to the arts. CPR's Monica Castillo has more.
They include the Colorado Symphony, the Colorado Ballet, and Opera Colorado, as well as smaller arts organizations like Wonderbound and Su Teatro. The foundation also announced Elaine D. Torres as the new chair of their board and Kent A. Rice as vice chair. Denver dance legend Cleo Parker Robinson is also joining the foundation's board of trustees. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Mostly clear tonight in Denver, mostly cloudy in Colorado Springs, partly cloudy in Pueblo, increasing clouds for Grand Junction, mostly cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.